Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We're your Sweeties.
Sweeties.
Hey everyone, I'm Wa.
And I'm Chris, and welcome to DocuSweeties.
We're two longtime friends who discuss the riveting and sometimes trashy world of reality TV and docuseries.
Yes, but through our own lens, which, if we're to be honest, today is uber trashy because we have the return of the trashiest show that we talk about. Yay! And we'll bring something at the end of the day that's mildly sweet. You know us. Hi.
Hi. So today we're talking Love During Lockup, Season 5, Episode 23, The Watcher and the Dancer. And do not be alarmed by the episode and the season, because as you know, with love after, during, before, and, you know, whatever, of lockup, it's the seasons make no sense. I mean, they make sense within the chronological story of what Matt Sharp and his people are trying to tell, but not to TV. You know what I mean? Just like, doesn't make sense. I thought this was really, really hilarious, because some of these couples, A, feel like the person is getting out in 6 weeks or 6 months. So it's not like they're going to be in there for the next 10 years. So we're like, oh, there's no reason to invest in this person because they're never getting out of prison. But they're getting out of prison soon, and in such a short time frame that I'm like, what did they film? What shenanigans did they film so that we could be revved up for Love After Lockup? Oh, this is going to be a great Love After Lockup if some of these couples make it.
I agree. Also, such new blood, you know, like it feels like freshman year. It feels like I'm rushing off a fee again. It feels like your first day
of your period.
Yeah, no. Rushing. I don't know. God bless. Listen, I love fresh blood, you know, like, yeah, your period. I just like, you know, like, I don't know if it's usually fresh. Anyway, God bless. But I will say that, yeah, it's a bunch of new people, and that's great. Love new people, especially in a Matt Sharp world where you just get the same Jasmine and Geno's. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll tell you that, right?
I do wonder what Taylor and Earl are doing, you know?
Yeah, Earl, I think, is in prison. But we have four couples we are introduced to in this first episode. And then I think we have maybe two more couples that will come around the bend, honey, later. You know, drop them later, honey. So let's start with Tennis and Rob. Tennis?
I don't know.
Tennis?
It looks like tennis to me. Oh, maybe it was like Tenny.
I think it was Tenny.
What is the short floor? Clementine. Teeny Tiny. Who knows? So they met in high school when she had the world's skinniest arm, and they took a picture together, and then he started doing bad stuff and she did not, and he went to prison. So he's one of these lifetime prisoners that have went to prison as a baby that the system caught, you know, the black men can't, you know, holding them down. And so it was like a robbery and stuff. So for whatever reason, he's just like super aware of how the many ways anyone can break into Tennis's house. And so he's like really into home security because of, I guess, his past crimes. And he doesn't
want to. Yeah, armed robbery with a weapon. The man knows, you know, like, yeah. He's trying to keep himself out of that house.
He doesn't want any those crimes to come upon his family, the karma of those crimes to come upon the family. Now, those kids are not his. This is what we know. She has two kids, and he went to prison, and she is in the between there, had kids. Now he's about, I think, 2 years, they said, away from coming out, or he served 16 of the 18 years he was given, but maybe he'll get out on good, and he on good behavior. But he is the prison boss. He is the OG in cell block A. Like, the guards know who he is. They allow him to run his business, watch his wife, all manner of stuff. They don't even have those crazy phone bills because they have like Ring or something, and he has it on his phone. So he's able to literally talk to his wife anytime, and the kids.
This part is wild to me. This is like, this is wild to me in every way. My dad has Ring lights all over this house or whatever. And so like, it's, Sorry, I don't know why I said it in this house. It's not in the house. It's on the outside of the house.
Okay.
Okay. So not in the house, on the outside of the house. But that's creepy. But one thing that we do now is because there's in the driveway, like when one of us see that the other one pulls up, we'll just start shouting at them. We think it's funny, you know, like, and it is, it's hilarious. So just suddenly be like, hey, dad. And just like, be like, you know, it's like, watch this person just like shit his pants. This man is like, no, the guards let me have everything because they know that like I'm the shot caller and like I need to have a way. He almost says like to call someone, like they all, he almost says that like he has his phone so he can get information and or call the people he needs to call, like to be on television and say all of this, that like I have a phone, I can do whatever the fuck I want, no one tells me anything, is like just so interesting. I want to know if there's ramifications for the prison guards that are like obviously on his shift. Like, do people watch this later on? And it's like, is that true? Josh, do you not let this, like, do you look
Josh and Devante, get into this office right now. Cause y'all got Rob on national television telling the whole entire world about our security problems.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. I feel like what it is that, what if he told the Sharp folks, he was like, listen, y'all can have my story, but you can't release it until after I get out of prison. A, prisons are all privately run for the most part, right? So I'm assuming he's in some kind of private prison, which is an entire world and democracy. Not democracy, but entire like society and enterprise of its own. So like maybe there's no, he's already doing the time. Like what else does the state want from him, I guess? Maybe, I don't know.
I have a whole other question also, very intense. So yes, they knew each other beforehand. He goes for armed robbery. She slides into his Facebook DMs, okay? And she's like, hey. And he sees the DM. He's like, oh my God, Tennis or Tenny, whatever her name is. I'm going to call her Tennis now for the rest of the season. Tennis, I love Tennis. I always loved Tennis. And then he writes back, hey, how's that old big head? And this is what I want to ask. What is the thing? Why is big head like a thing? Like why is big head either like a complimentary thing that men tell women? Have you heard that before? I have heard that. Like people call people big head all the goddamn time. And by the way, some man once called me one time I was dating someone and he was like, you have a really big head. And I do. And I do. But I didn't find it. I'm sorry. I did not find that amusing. So, but everyone calls women big heads.
Well, I haven't seen it on everybody. I feel like it's a lot of time in the Black community, making fun of like your kids or, you know, kids when they're little is a way of showing kind of love. And so then when you get into high school, folks might have like little nicknames for each other. And if they were dating and, you know, maybe they were hanging out one day and she's like, that's why you got a big head. And he was like, well, you got a big head too. Look at his big head. And they were just like making fun of each other about it, just as like a cute, like, you know, camaraderie thing. And, you know, that got her attention.
Certainly did, you know.
And I could see that completely happening. It's a term of endearment to some degree. And she responded because she was like, hey, I'm interested in that. And maybe she was also lonely, two kids, where's the baby dad? I don't know. But she has like, I mean, really, I think her life is great. Like I really root for them. It gives me like Ray and Brittany, but stronger. They're actually married and they've been married for 4 years. That is so crazy to me that they've been married for 4 years and he has so much access to her life. I would be super, super interested in what his time outside of prison is going to be. I mean, we have the conversation. First of all, her kids love him. Okay. The daughter, she's like, I don't even want to go see him because her hair isn't laying right. And I thought that was really sweet. And I think that even though he's not their father and it's like, you know, he went to prison. Like, yes, he went to prison when he was 18 years old. I want a retrial personally because I feel like that seems unfair to put a child or a very young person in prison for that long. And depending on what they did, I don't know what they did. So I would like to see that first before I make any sweeping statements. But however, I love the fact that her kids feel comfortable with him. It feels like a comfortable situation. And it's just because he's had a ring in the house for the last 4 years. She says, obviously not in the bathrooms or in the kids' rooms, but in my bedroom. And the reason why we know that is because her homegirl comes over and he sees the homegirl on the camera. And he immediately just starts talking. And I mean, personally, I'm not hanging out with my friend if she has cameras in the house. That's why it was really concerning to me that Chris had, for a second, alluded to the fact that there was cameras all over her dad's house, because I just wouldn't go back anymore. And then B, I think it's got to be jarring to go to your, you want to talk shit, maybe you want to like talk some tea, and you can't in your homegirl's house because somebody who you don't want to know your tea is listening.
Abso-fucking-lutely. And yeah, so he, you know, when the friend's there, he's like, okay, and also like, I want to see a picture of your outfit to tell me, you know, I want to make sure I approve. Now we have to swallow that in like a Shekinah kind of way, you know, and the friend is like, well, and right away, Tennis is like, shut up, bitch. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
People, she says, people don't understand our relationship and that's okay with me. This is where it's a little bit like, she has a beautiful home. She has two kids. She's like making it work. She has one of those black makeup towels. You know what I'm saying? So she doesn't like when she washes off her makeup, she has a black towel for it. I think she's smart. You know, she's a person that like puts her ducks in a row. And what I want to know is, if you are allowing this man to run your whole home and your clothes, what is he giving you? And I feel like he should be paying for everything. Now, if he's paying for everything and that's fine. But is he paying for everything? Because how could he? Okay, this is what I want to say. To me, it's very hard to have these really like intense, controlling relationships when the person that is in control absolutely has nothing going for them, is a taker, is a user, doesn't have anything to give. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if you have nothing to give, then why are you demanding everything? I want to know like what he's paying for. I do love the fact that you're right. The kids seem okay with him, but the kids seem also just like, this is what it is. We kind of would wish that we didn't have to spend every fucking weekend going on a long car trip to like see your boo. We wish you were kind of like with our friends outside, like playing stuff like that, you know, but we're here for you. We, you know, we love our mom and you've been great for us and you give us snacks for the ride. And so like the snacks are really great. Mm-hmm. They really help, you know, like it's Cheez-Its. It's, you know, like
Kit Kat.
Yeah. It's a Kit Kat.
Pirate's booty.
Oh, so much Pirate's booty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The whole, like the ground of that car is just like sticky. Yeah.
Her three sons, like they are having an amazing time going to visit. Nerve-wracking, but amazing at the same time. I liked her makeup. I think she's beautiful.
Me too.
So I'm happy for that. And he's not bad looking either. He's quite handsome.
Right. You're right.
And I just really hope that on the way out, when he gets out, that like he's not a complete douche. Now, I get it. She gives him this control because the truth is he doesn't have any. And she wants to make him feel like a man, and that's her husband. And whatever support or whatever he gives her is enough for her.
I know it. I kind of like, feel that way too, but the only support he's giving her is just the attention.
But that goes a long way. Women love attention. They love it. She could have phone sex with him. I mean, like he's live in effect
they could have ring sex. They have ring sex.
That's what I mean. Oh. Like mm-hmm. They can have like, they have a real like way of communicating without the guards listening. Like this is a different level. This is a different level than we have ever seen on this show.
That's true.
And so I'm like, I don't know exactly. It seems more than any other person who's been in jail, exponentially. More support and whatever. Now, we just have to wait and see as this unfolds. Maybe our feeling, you know, this show has a way of kicking us in the ass and making us regretting every decision that we make in episode one. And so I reserve all of my gushing to flip on its head by episode four, if that happens.
Let's talk about the secret.
What secret? He has a secret? They all have secrets. You're right. Oh my God, I forgot about it.
His secret is, yeah. He calls them on the way to their visit and is like, hey, just so you know, when you get here, we have to talk about something. And she's like, okay, I don't know what it is, but I won't ask any questions. Okay. And then she gets there. We don't see them get there. Obviously, we can't see them. All we see is them coming back. And then she's like, we didn't talk about whatever he wanted to talk about. And in his confessionals, he's like, I've been sitting on this shit for a long time. I don't know how to bring it up. But he doesn't tell her, either because the kids are there or because he's a scary little scaredy pants. Well, mm-hmm. What do you think the secret is?
He's got a baby.
Yeah. He has a club foot.
He has another woman who mm-hmm. thinks that she is his wife as well.
He has another man that he has a whole family with.
Yeah. His left foot is shorter than his right.
That's a club foot.
Oh, is that?
I don't know. Okay. Or, I love you. I'm just playing with you. Or he's never going to come out of prison. He's actually, because I thought he was in prison for like life. What if he just kept saying, oh yeah, I'm going to come out. But he's like actually never going to come out. He's in the hole.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Oh, he's in the hole. How you can't listen to ring cams. Okay. What else? He's a millionaire. Billionaire.
Oh, he's money buried somewhere and she has to go dig it up.
He was like, come with your kids. I'm going to give you a treasure map.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he just couldn't give her the treasure map because he was so nervous that she would take it and run. That she would take the money and he would never hear from her again. Girl, it's a whole thing. His ex did that. He was dating a 17-year-old when he went into prison and she stole half the money. So he had his homeboy take the other portion and hide it. Now he's really worried that she's going to be, or he has a bunch of money and he doesn't want her to know about it because he's done something to restrict how she spends money. Mm-hmm. And it's a betrayal.
How about if he charged fellow inmates to have access to the ring cams for their own entertainment pleasure?
I mean, that is great. And I hope that he's made so much money from it at her. I hope that he's made so much money from it that she won't even mind. How much money? I'm going to say, if some guy were to be, I don't know, doing something illegal with me, I think that the amount of money that he would have to say, but guess what? $5 million is yours. I know that feels like a low amount.
But for what? I mean, yeah, for what? What is $5 million for the rest? Okay, what, sorry. Yeah,
continue. No, just for so far. Like so far of the money, let's say I just need $5 million. What I'm saying is like $5 million would do me really well right now. So that's the number that can buy my silence.
Okay, so he just buys your silence of $5 million and then he continues fucking with you or he just leaves? That was just a $5 million buyout? How long was your relay?
No, I'm stopping it right there at like, don't worry, babe. I've let my friends watch your bedroom time or our bedroom time, but here is $5 million. And that is as far as we've gone. So I don't have the answers to your other questions.
Okay. See, the problem is we know that you can like do screen recordings and stuff like that. So if I knew that $5 million wouldn't be like what I can pay, look how cute these socks are, what I can pay to have my like image out there as a sexual, you know, like sexual person, you know, like all uncensored for the rest of my life, I think I would need like 20. But yeah, how would he even have the money? You know, I mean, I just can't imagine that like that the profits turned that fast. But mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever his situation is, I do unfortunately feel like there's another lady or child involved.
That's going to be horrendous.
I know it. And thank God it's just the beginning, premiere episode of the season. So we'll see what happens with them. I'm excited though.
Yeah. Next couple that we're going to talk about is Andrew and Candace. Ooh. Now, Andrew is a absolute 100% grade A USD simp. Prime cut fool.
Simp.
Yeah. Just like, I mean, bad, bad. He's just one of these people who wants love so bad, but doesn't mm-hmm. know how to do it.
Mm-hmm. He'll buy it. He's buying
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. So he has had a friend come over to help him like pack up his bags and stuff because he's going to go to Vegas. I guess to have a good time. Like what, you know, we don't have any money, sir.
No, he lives in New Jersey. She's in prison in Las Vegas. She's
He's moving to be there. Yeah. He got her an apartment. Oh
yeah. He got her apartment. And what he did is buy a bunch of things in New Jersey. And is going to pack up his car and move everything to Vegas, including, I mean, pots and pans. At one point, there's just a big box of something from Revlon. I'm like, is that a hair dryer? You know, like what's a big, I mean, like makeup is, Revlon, I guess, makes makeup, but I guess maybe they make like hair products too or whatever. Like, I think it may be like a hair dryer, but they've been dating for 1 year. He loves to spoil, you know, I mean, Something about simps, and I'll be honest, I don't know them. If you think that I do, I'll tell you this right now. Half of this is like, I can't believe he would do this. And the other half of me is like, I have never in my life, never once gotten a man to just want to make me happy by buying me things that isn't named my dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've just never had like a romantic man be like, try to spoil me with like whatever I want in a way to keep me around, you know?
I'll be honest with you. You really like triggered me when you told me that someone once gave you a Yankee candle. And I am, every time I go out and I look at candles, I'm like, damn, he got her a Yankee candle. Like it really is very upsetting to me that somebody would even, who even knew, tried to say that they knew you moderately would get you that. Or like even knew you not even at all based on some of the things, how you present yourself, that you would ever, I mean, how clueless and or low bald he thought you were. He just was like, she's a Walmart girl. She's the DD's discount girl. So I'm going to buy her this Yankee candle. And no shade to anybody who loves a Yankee candle. Just, you don't know what else is out there.
You know, yeah, it's just, this sounds like so elitist, but just that if you know me, and I know you do, candles are my thing. Beauty products, candles, like, you know it. So like, if you come to my house, you know what's there. And this person had no discernment and had no style. And I broke up with him 2 weeks later. And it was three Yankee candles. He actually got me three Yankee candles. It was Valentine's Day. Anyway, so it's my Valentine's Day gift. That's why I knew it was done. So Candace is in prison. She's been in prison this whole time, has been in prison. She's in
that
and out.
That makes even worse.
I know it. That's why I have no problem telling you I broke up with him. I broke up with him 2 weeks later. I was like, oh, absolutely fucking not. I just can't live this life. I just feel, it made me sad. So because I can always buy my, I'll just buy myself my own candle and I'll just be able to like talk to better people that are my friends. I don't need to, you know, I can't. That's what you think of me, then that's what you think of me. So, So he is going to get Candace an apartment because she gets out of prison and she can't leave the state yet because she has to go into different programs. And so he is offered to get her an apartment for $1,400 plus the use of a truck so she can get around.
Crazy. Why couldn't he buy her something smaller? Like, what about a Yaris? Like, is there not something small and just that moves that he can't? Like, there has to be other options. In fact, I said it again, Yaris. There is a car out there that she deserves, and it is a Yaris. Is she going to be moving concrete? Why does she need a truck? Why does he want a bill, a note that's over $500 just because he's excited she gets out of prison? This is crazy. And so she also calls him while he's packing up the stuff, and she's like, hey babe. And he's like, hey, yeah, I'm just here with James. He's helping me pack. Hi, James. Like, this bitch is singing every song. She's so excited. Could you imagine? I'd be so excited. Only dating somebody for a year and he is quite literally just making dumb financial decisions for me, little old me.
I want it for you. I want it for me. I don't want it for Candace, but
oh my god. Hi, James.
Is this the guy from work? Is this your friend, your one friend from work that you told me about?
Yeah, babe. Yeah. Aren't you excited I have friends?
it's so sad. He basically was like, he met him, of course, on a prison website. He's been married and divorced twice. His last lady used him for money, and that was his whole thing. He meets Candace. They have like, they exchange letters like a couple of times, and she's just like, let's lock it down. I want you to be exclusive. I don't want you seeing any other booze but me or whatever. And yeah, there's something to the con of getting a man to pay for you. I feel like I've seen this with like Jasmine and stuff like that and whatnot, is that there is this, we need to be exclusive. Like, I don't like, and there's this way of getting a man to think that you really love him by feigning jealousy that he would talk to anyone else, when we all know that this person has, you're fine. Like, this person's very safe in the world. No one's like, you know, but there is like part of the scheme is to be like, you know, you're only mine. You know, like I want you only to be mine. And you're only to look at me. And there's like the engrossingness of them that makes it so like they feel indebted and devoted to each other because of how she's like acting. It should be studied.
He studied. It's like female narcissism. it is so wild. He gets her in a, he then goes to a financial planner. Advisor. And let me tell you, this financial advisor really does just come out with everything. So, hello, you need my help? Okay, how much money do you make in a month? And then he said like 3,400, and she's like, a month?
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then she goes, no, every 2 weeks. I was like, if you don't listen to this lady and answer her question right the first time, she's going to tell you about it. She's no nonsense, okay? She reminds me of like some government worker where she's like, I need your social security and your last name. Is that your last name? I need your last name.
The man makes around $7,000 every month. And he details his list of expenses. $1,400 for her apartment, $1,300 for his mortgage. He owns his own home. His car, her car, his entertainment, her clothes, you know. And it's like, basically, let's just say if he makes $6,900, honey, he's like now pushing it to like $6,500 in his like guesstimation of things. And this girl is like, what? Why are you doing this? He's like, oh, no. I'll just go take out more money in my 401k. And she's like, no. Don't get more credit cards, you dumb fuck. Mm-hmm. You have to spend less or get more money. Don't incur more debt. I mean, she's like,
do you want to be broke?
Yeah. Easy question. It's fácil. Do you want to be broke? Yeah. And he's like, I don't want to be alone. But she doesn't ask that question. Mm-hmm. She doesn't ask, do you want to be alone? And he's like, no, of course not. That's why I'm spending all of this money. I mean, like, half of me is like, if this woman like turned down her glasses 1 inch more on her nose and was like, do you have to go all the way to Vegas? Like, he'd be like, oh, maybe not. I don't know. You know, like, she works at a notary, honey. She has a job. She's a notary, honey, and a wealth manager. She's a wealth manager, notary person. She does it all. Maybe there's some travel thing in back there. What is this face? Bye.
Yeah, no, she's like very, very for real with him. I mean, just like, I mean, in a way that is just so unnerving. Like, I never want to go to a financial advisor. They're gonna make me feel stupid. There's a guy on TikTok who does like finances and budgeting, and I think he used to have a really big YouTube presence talking about it. And every time someone's like, I spend X amount on going out, he's like, why? Like, this lady is obviously his mentor, you know?
I would be ripped to shred. I mean, I obviously, I can't even like, I'm not, I can't even get any more Postmates. Like, this is the year of our Lord in 2024, April 21st. I'm telling you right now, I should never order Postmates again.
For the rest of the year, you're done? You're capped out?
Yeah, I should. Okay. I shouldn't. Great. That's how much good money I've spent, you know, like absolutely not.
Yeah. Wait. So I have
a question. I'll do it tonight.
Would you be mad if you found out you're a man that you've been dating is going to a financial advisor?
No.
Thank you.
She does. This is what I think happens. She's like, wait, you're doing something about finances without me? Why? Is it because you're broke? I think that there's sometimes I feel like some women don't understand that money, like, does she think that he is made of money, or does she think that she's taking him for all he can? Like, the fact that she's like, you never once brought up a financial advisor. You never once brought up the fact that there would be like some problems. I can't be like left out by myself, can I? And it's like, well, it's not your money.
That, and I'm like, if you're not dating a CEO of a Fortune 500 or like some company that you know just off of name recognition, or you're not dating a CFO or an exec or a partner, like, how do you expect someone who isn't in one of those like really high paying gigs to afford a house in Jersey and an apartment in Las Vegas? Like, I don't understand how people understand how finances and money goes. Like, do you think that you're cheap? Like, you're like, if only he downsized from his mansion with 24/7 security and like maids and shit, that then it's cheaper? Like, I don't understand why you thought. Also, he makes $7,000 a month. What was he doing with the remainder of the money before he got her?
401k, like, putting it in his 401k, and now he wants to cash it out.
That is such a wild situation. So he is, yeah, it's really wild that people don't understand when they get with men who would look at a woman from a web, from a prison website, that maybe even if he does make that much money for that month, like, it's not a guaranteed gig. There's no job security in what he does. Either he's a drug dealer or he's like some kind of longshoreman who could lose his job at any moment. Like, you
longshoreman,
like, there, you'd there's no job security. And if this man hasn't been saving for years and years and years waiting to be able to spoil someone, then he does not have it.
I mean, I think that he has probably so much more stability than she would ever, like, you know, fathom. And I also think that she is a recovering addict. And so the personality of a recovering addict as being perhaps maybe a user in the Britney sense or whatever, like, everything is everything. There's nothing about her that feels different from any other, you know, addict-y kind of stealing, you know, robbery style person with a ugly mugshot, you know, like, her mugshot's horrible, you know, okay, like, she looks in crazy. In the
Britney sense, is that Britney Spears?
Like, oh, no, Britney and
the Andy? You know, her, Andy? Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, listen, I just want you to connect the dots. It's been a minute.
Oh, sorry.
Talk about that. There's a several Britneys.
You're absolutely right. Britney and Andy. You know, like, someone who, like, expects money when she comes out just because, yeah. because, you know, like, because he should.
Yeah.
This person I just met on the internet that he should just pay for everything, because why not? He told me he would, and he should, because yes, I've gotten myself in the situation I'm in because of the years in which I have allowed my addiction to ravage myself, my family, my finances, my stability. And now that I'm out of prison after, like, repaying whatever debt, I deserve to have someone just pay for my life to heal. Like, it's actually
break.
It's incredibly entitled. And having said that, the sect of women or the sect of people are not the only entitled people in this universe, but it's the specificity of the entitlement of an addict out of prison that someone they met online is just going to and should finance their whole life because they don't have another option is just like, well, that's you not having another option. Because the truth of the matter is, there's halfway houses and stuff like that. Like, she does not need this apartment. Like, she could go to, like, a halfway house and, you know, or, like, a program and then, you know, like,
live. I mean, she definitely needs the apartment. Like, what is she going to do afterwards?
Well, honey, that's her business.
Oh.
That's her business.
Well, she found.
Yeah, she found. Andrew. Yeah.
And
she's
so,
like, she was like, it was my business, bitch. And that's why I met, that's why I found this fucking simp. And through, like, 8 2-hour contact visits, we're like, you're mine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So listen, she's one point on the chalkboard for Candace.
Do you think in those contact visits, he's, like, had physical contact?
No. I think it's going to be a Handy and Britney situation where she's going to promise the good loving, and then she's going to come out and actually physically see him and smell him and be like, no, me gusta.
Smell him is what you said.
I mean, listen, I think
he smells fine.
I'm not saying he smells bad. I'm just saying that he may not smell good. Like, it's really, to me, anybody has the capability of smelling bad until I get up and close with them. And then we'll decide. All right. Next couple that we're going to talk about, and a new type of couple that we've seen in this franchise, which is Joey and Michael.
So exciting.
I love this. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's not since Puppy and Amber have we had a, you know, queer situation going on, right? And so Joey and Michael, we've got, I think they're like 6 years difference in age. One's 46, one's 40. So that's good there. And actually the one in jail, Michael, he's hot. Like he's hot. And then so he's committing crimes while being hot.
Yeah, but you know he was a lot hotter before. He was a lot hotter in just like a couple years ago, which really goes to show the drugs taking its toll. Now Joey looks kind of, unfortunately, a little bit like Andrew to me, and so sometimes in those segments I'm like, is this Andrew or is this Joey? I'm not quite sure yet, but you know, and they start talking, and I'm like, okay, one's slightly gayer. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it starts with Joey, honey, like getting his dog toy that looks like a butt plug to sort of be under. And his computer to frame it well so he can have his FaceTime with Michael. Michael just came out of the gym, honey, and he is horny. All the men are in back. You know, Joey didn't come out till he was 30. And he gives us this timeline where in his 20s, he starts, like, his father was an alcoholic. In his 20s, he starts drinking because he's in the closet. At 30, he comes out and the drinking, like, gets up a notch, but he goes to a program for 10 years. He's 10 years sober, but 2 years into that, he gets into meth or something like that. Like that is a program. In between 20s and 30s, his parents are like, hey, I know you're depressed. Just come like save some money and like live with us. And he's living with his parents for like 10 years. So that is where Joey's at. It's been an up and down situation for him.
Up and down. And also, let's go back to this butt plug. For that to actually look like, I mean, I saw the joke and it was funny for the cameraman or the producer to make that joke to him. He's like, yeah, it kind of does. That would be a butt plug for a large,
yeah, like bottom.
A large bottom. Not even bottom, a large hole. So I'm like, like, I mean, it may resemble one, but the fact that you even could think that, I mean, that looks like it belongs to an animal. It's like a beast of burden. Okay.
Well, it's really dark in some of those channels, honey, on the internet. Right. A little lube, and you can really enter a lot of things into the sphere.
I know. But I think his journey
allegedly.
I think his journey is very interesting, especially because we see how affectionate he is with his father. Like his father, like, is that a kiss on the lips? Like I mm-hmm. was like, are you an Arab man? Like, oh, my son.
I know.
Like, it was very ethnic.
Yes, it was.
Very ethnic.
He's Italian.
Okay.
Yeah. Joey. Yeah.
But it was just so like kind of refreshing a little bit to see that father-son love. And so you're like, wow, what happened to Joey and his father post this scene? Like, what was the journey of their lives to where your son was so, and I'm not saying had anything to do with his parents, but maybe, you know, that that meth, I mean, you know, to me, meth is like crack. It is crack to me. That is on the same fucking level. So when people are like, I did meth, that is like saying I smoked rock, you know, a whole, I don't know how much of that you smoke to get anything that's outrageous, but like, it is wild that this man, so he has a secret too, Joey.
Yeah. Wait, first of all, Sharp loves a secret. We know that. By the way, I said Joey's Italian. Maybe he's like Latin of some kind. I'm not quite sure, but you're right. Michael also is a shady ass character in the ways in which we know all the characters to be shady. The motherfucker, by the way, was put in prison, not for armed robbery or something that we can like drugs related. He was actually put in prison from drugs, but he was put in prison for trafficking. Trafficking.
Yeah, that man will do anything. He has a high sex drive. He's just out doing. He's fucking everybody.
He's fucking everyone in that prison, by the way. Everyone. Oh, yeah. Why does Joey? Joey's like, don't. Are you not going to cheat on me? And he's like, you're not going to cheat. The man is a top in prison. He is fucking everyone. He has that face. Have you seen the face?
Yeah.
He is fucking the entire prison. Okay. Yeah, when he said gym, it was just a big orgy. That's why they're so
sweaty. Ramen, for cigarettes. For toothpaste, Topo for Chico. Deodorant, Topo Chico. Yeah. Like
Topo Chico.
Yes. Yes. Like I'm like, what are we talking about here? That is his heaven. He didn't get sent to prison. He got sent to heaven.
Yeah. I mean, it's very obvious that man's having sex in there. So right when Joey's like, I hope you're not having sex with anyone. I was like, okay, well, Joey, you're dumb. Okay. Yeah. So I can't help you if you're going to be dumb. I can help you if you're like, look, I'm a bottom. He's a top. While he's in prison, I understand men have needs. You know, like, and when he comes out, we'll get tested and we'll see what happens. Like, I don't know what he's going to say. He won't say the tested thing, but honey, he didn't say any of that. He just dumb.
Yeah. Joey, just want you to know, we're not in your corner. Okay. We're not. You said something dumb and now we can't support.
We like your dad.
Yeah,
because like, your dad gives it to you. Your dad's like, we know addicts. Remember how we were both addicts? We know fucking addicts. He's giving you lip service. You know, like,
let's see how he is when he gets out for sure.
Did you hate the fact that he's like, let me make you something for dinner, dad? And he pops in a frozen pizza. I was like, tombstone for your dad? For your dad who's let you live in his house for 10 years?
Yeah.
I know he's been alcohol. I mean, there's probably some back and forth.
I'm like, there's some other options. There's a little bit of pasta out of a can if you wanted to, or a bottle. And like, I don't know. But a frozen pizza, eat me. Listen, did he put a little salad on the side? Remains to be seen.
I didn't see any wishbone. I didn't see any salad.
Yeah.
This basically Michael's like this. Okay, babe, if you want to come and like hang out with me, this is what we have to do. We have to get the prison to think that we've been knowing each other. And they're like, well, of course we've known each other. We like dated or whatever. And like, they never took a picture because they were just like, fucking fuck buddies and you want to take a picture
ever.
So, and they're like doing drugs together. Like Joey's whole thing is that he and Michael got into some shit, you know, mm-hmm. and like, whether that was like drugs or trafficking or like crazy, you know, like dark sex shit, it was probably all of it. And mm-hmm. I'm sure that I feel like Michael like turned him out a little bit.
Yeah. He's like, I did some shit with that I don't want to talk about.
He turned him out, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Trafficking? I bet he fucking did. And I think that, like, you know, it was just him enjoying their sex. But anyway, God bless. So he's like, what we need to get is a picture of us together. So you need to open up your Canva. Mm-hmm. You need to wide open. Yeah, you need to, and you know how to do that.
Hey.
Yeah, and then just like get a picture of me.
He wants the world to know he showed his booty hole. He got turned out.
He wants the world to know he showed his booty hole.
Hey, bum bum banana. Okay.
She's so happy. Honey, talk about a tortured poets department right here. Fuck Taylor Swift. Okay, so he's also in the Navy. Michael's also in the Navy, which also is like this. The reason why has been the dad, everyone. I mean, this man has
semen on the sea.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like this man has not been able to, like, I think this man works the best in manly social situations where he is just, yeah, surrounded by booty holes and pussies, and he can just take his pick, honey. I mean, because, yeah, I mean, that's where he thrives. But Joey's dad is being like, he's a user.
Go ahead.
And sorry. Joey's like, okay, because I got to do this thing where he asked me to, like, doctor this picture. And you know me, Dad, I'm obviously not a Photoshop genius. I haven't been able to get out of your parents' house for like 10 years. So, like, what, I don't know. And he's like, it just feels like maybe I shouldn't do it. It's like illegal. And I'm like, you know, like, you'll do anything for this man, honey. We know that. The dad doesn't actually tell him not to do it. He's just like, well, he did serve our country, so I have that going for him. But also at the same time, we know what addicts are like, and they say a lot of stuff that doesn't really happen. It's a lot of that prison talk. I also am like, where's Joey's mom in this? I would love to hear Joey's mom's opinion.
She's playing bridge right now. It's Thursday night, so she's with the gals, playing a little mahjong, bridge, having some wine.
Yeah, she's having like a wood-fired pizza somewhere. She's like, I'm having those assholes have their dumb tombstone by themselves. Joey has a secret. Joey's secret is to his parents, right?
Oh no, I thought his secret was
for Michael.
Oh, maybe it is to his parents.
I think it's to his parents.
But the secret is that Michael's moving in with them?
Yes.
That he's given...
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, do they live in the same... They're in the same state?
No idea.
Yeah. That's like, okay. That's obviously the greatest secret. It's like, we're going to live... He's moving in here. Hope that's okay.
Yeah.
Which in my mind, I'm like, are you have to be paying for the mortgage then if you can assume that you can just bring in someone? Like, yeah. Right now I'm in my dad's house. I have a obviously different place, but like my dad pays for this whole house. And so as close as my dad is to me, like, and he loves me so much, there is not one person in the entire world I could just be like, this person's moving in. Not someone that I'm related to. Like, no one. My dad would be like, no, it's my house. What are you talking about? No. Like, he would never, like, not you, not Monique. Like, just not, you know, like, for a whole period of time. No, he wouldn't. He just wouldn't. You know?
He's not,
like,
going to let Monique move in?
No.
Oh, it's so funny.
And it's because he wants his own space, and he's just like... I mean, she could, of course, stay, you know, but like if Monique was like, I got to move to, you know, Newport and live with you for a year, my dad'd be like, no.
I understand that. Don't get me wrong. Like, I understand his choice, your dad's choice 100,000%. But I am breaking generational curses because the generation before me, like my dad, I literally could move in with any of my aunt and uncles right now if there was a need. And I love that for them. But could my nieces and nephew move in with me when they become like teenagers or in college and stuff? Like, if I was, I mean, how lonely would I have to be to allow that to happen? I can't fathom it. And I would really think hard and long about whether or not I could do it. And maybe I try it, but then after a while you got to go. So I get it, but also that's hilarious.
No, he wouldn't do it. So yeah, I'm like, but I think that's such a good guess. Like, you know, again, his other guesses would be that, like, somehow the crimes that he had is going to, like, he's being tried or something. But like, I don't agree with that either, because there'd be no chance for them to be together. They can't live together if they're like two felons. Criminals, or whatever. Yeah. We know that because of Lindsay and Blaine, you mm-hmm, know, mm-hmm. even though they did live together. So I don't know how they did it.
Don't know how they did it. I mean, they're not doing it now. Lindsay is literally on TikTok live twice a day, every day.
Yeah. And she's now doing a middle part of her hair.
Okay. So next couple, last couple for this episode is Ayana and Jamal. And I'm going to go ahead and call it. They're going to bother me. I won't be able to watch her or him because she is still in the phase of her life where she's making like really bad decisions. It's already bad enough to choose a convict, but it's another thing to have two kids and to be driving high and to still be making certain personal bad choices when you're a mother on national TV that I cannot get behind her on. Though I would like to take a couple of pole dancing classes from her. So if she wanted to do an online, like, I mean, she's very flexible. That one leg up. I'm very interested in watching anybody who is a dancer dance because of the little bit of dancing that I am aware of. And
so you are the watcher of the dancer?
Yeah. I'm very much like, oh yeah, okay, she's holding on.
Are you taking classes still?
No, I haven't taken one. I got busy during the holiday season, and then now I have to batten down the hatches because I owe so much in taxes, so I can't do anything extra or fun. But also, I bought... So here's another thing that kind of pissed me off, is that in, like, 2023, when I had an abundance, I was buying the 10-pack of classes every month. And I wasn't using 10 classes a month. So I was gathering a little like bank of them. And I thought that would just last me. I figured if I paid money for it, it's mine. But apparently there was an expiration date on them. And all of a sudden I get an email and it's like, hey, this bank of time is about to expire. Da, 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 da. And I just was like, so I talked to one of the instructors. I was like, yeah, it said that my shit's going to expire. And they're like, she's like, yeah, you could ask them and like say like, hey, you'd be able. And it was too busy and I didn't have time to ask them. And I was just like, I don't like that you see that I'm buying a lot, that I'm spending a lot of money here. And you're not going to allow me to keep these classes. Like, what is the financial benefit? I mean, you know, I get it, but at the same time, I don't get it. So,
okay. I get you. Mm-hmm. That you were disenchanted.
Yeah. But I'll go back eventually when it makes more sense money-wise, but now I know better.
She has a very cute baby, Amira. Okay, so we see her with her cute baby. The cute baby is being yelled out of the bathroom as she gets dressed or whatever. Her friend comes over. She leaves a baby with a friend, and she goes to work. Lexi, her other friend, picks her up. Now, Lexi is this lady who's gorgeous, okay?
Put it back up for a longer time. Okay. Everybody's so creative. She's so creative. Now, the one thing I did like about Lexi's braids is they went all the way past her booty crack. And I love that for her in her bikini, in her dancing situation. It was really quite sexy.
I like Lexi. I like, I love these baby hairs that she has. I like her eyelashes. They seem to be like long for sure in a super way, but not like super thick in a fake way. You know what I'm saying? She could use a little chapstick, but couldn't we all? She has a vape stick in her hand. So they go to work, and work is obviously, exotic dancing, you know what I'm saying? And she, you know, makes $600 a night. She says that she first started and she really was just like wanting to get some money while she goes to anesthesiology school. She wanted to be an anesthesiologist, honey. But then after that, that really wasn't her thing. And she was going to be a lawyer, honey. She wanted to be a lawyer. Well, then fast forward now, and she's almost 40 and she's been like dancing this whole time. And none of those schoolings happened. She has, yes, those two kids. And every time she talks to Jamal, like his big thing is that all he says is like, he'll be home in less than a year, less than a year, less than a year. And that's like what she's going off of. But what had happened was she knew Jamal because Jamal was dating her best friend. And at one point, maybe they all lived together or something like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it was like super fucking messy. And then obviously she says that he goes to prison, that she starts messaging him, and then they kind of like realize they both had feelings for each other and they get together. And then later on, it's a little bit out of context, but she mentions this, that she gets in a fight with her friend and they actually have like Snapchat style video of this like beat down between her and this girl with like, someone had put it on social media with like, holy shit, like, you know, like
world stars. Yeah. It was a full World Star video.
World Star still exists? World Star? I haven't heard of World Star. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, it was like basically some kind of World Star video. I mean, yeah, we did see that it was from Snapchat, but I'm pretty sure that's what happened to it. And so she ends up getting in trouble and gets, you know, I don't know, in law trouble for beating
assault. Someone, assault. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is like crazy. It's like, you can't just beat anybody up anymore without getting in trouble. It's like,
she's like, she popped my tire. So I beat her. And I was like, oh, well, you're dumb. Yeah, you're right. She's like,
that's someone pops your tires, you beat them up. So I don't understand why she.
Or you sue them, or you do something to get, you know, like you charge them. You can do so many things other than like put your own life in jeopardy. So not only that, as you say, she had gotten a DUI, and then like what seems like not too long later, like within a month or two, she gets pulled over again, and this time her whole car smells like weed. They give her a sobriety test and she fails, and they like say that she's driving under the influence. So many things is like, in this day in our age, 2024, it's the day after the holiday for pot smokers, 420. First of all, if you want to smoke and you want to drive anywhere, you get a fucking vape pen so you don't smell like it all the goddamn time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what state she was in, but it, you know, she was like, I can't believe I got a DUI for smoking weed, being high and driving. And I was like, you understand, you just said being high and driving? Like, it's no matter how, like, yeah, it is, it's marijuana. So like, you know, plenty of people are high right now driving and not getting into car accidents, right? But to the law, especially if you're not in California, you're not in, I don't know, whatever states, it's, you know, Seattle, like, you know, Washington, Oregon, if you're not on the Western Seaboard, like the West Coast, I don't understand why you think that it would just be nothing. Of course, it's a driving under the influence, because you are.
Hi. Yeah. So, and you've been knowing this because you had already gotten pulled over.
You already had a DUI. Also, like, how do you get pulled over so much? What are you doing?
Yeah.
What does your car look like? What do you look like? Well, I mean, it's just like wherever you live, you are being profiled and or you are doing something wrong. Whilst driving, in order to get pulled over as much as you're getting pulled over.
I hate to say this, but if you are a weed smoker and you are actually super high, then you have smoked a lot of weed. You know what I'm saying? And like, if that is enough to like affect your driving, then you are too high to drive. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I mean this, some people just will microdose like something in the morning and then they'll go throughout their day and their driving isn't affected, because some people also take an Ativan early in the morning or in the day and they go about and their driving isn't suddenly like, like horribly, you know, you have to be really fucked up for your driving to be like that fucked up, you know, under certain drugs or whatever, you know, yeah. Like
it's just weird. Either way it goes, like you're either being profiled.
I'm a lawyer. So then
you need to behave accordingly. Or not be high while driving, or, you know, something else. But like, you know, consequences, my friend. So then her lawyer tells her while she's having a stripper round table in the back room. And
she has to take this call.
She has to take this call. And the call.
Hustlers. Full hustlers.
It was a home moment where the girls. And I was like, is your manager not? Did they show the name of the club? Because I can't understand why your manager would allow this fraternizing to happen. It seems like the strip club is a pretty like intense place where they want you out on the floor trying to make money and get tips that way, or they want you on the pole. I didn't know you could just like have a round table real quick, a quick powwow.
Well, it was like they were done. Like they were all in one number together and they all had one tip amount and then they were all went back and they were all going to share this one amount and this one dance. And I'm not quite sure. I really wish I knew more about it. Believe me. Yeah. This is also where like Lexi and her are talking. Lexi and her almost have identical bikinis on. One's just in fake Louis Vuitton and one's just fake Fendi.
Or Gucci. Yeah, it was like one of those dark patterns that I don't love.
Maybe it's Gucci.
It was just so interesting it didn't look great. But she gets the call and the call is like, you're going to spend some time in prison because of your naughty behavior, either 15 days or 90 days. And she's like, if anything, 15 days, but that 90 days, I can't do that. I got kids. And it makes me go, are you going to make the situation even worse by like going on the lam with your kids in order to not do the 90 days? Like, it just feels like she's in erratic mode because she literally hugs her friend and is like, I'm tired of stuff happening to me. Just it's one thing after another. And so far, the things that we know that have happened to her are all due to her choices. Mm-hmm. And so I'm confused. I need to know all the other stuff that's happened. because if you can't see how this shit is your fault, then I don't know how you're ever going to be successful. And you will end up spending time, a lot of time, away from those kids, especially with whatever you're about to get into with Jamal's ass.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. Like, you broke girl code. You had a best friend and then you fucked that person's ex that you still live with. You're not shit. I mean, she's not shit. Jamal isn't shit. So the fact that she broke up her friendship for like a convict who's in prison and who looks crazy. He's not hot. Mm-mm. He's not hot.
He looks
hot.
More like Cameron the Frog than anything.
Even Cameron had a personality. A charming.
We haven't seen Jamal yet.
We saw pictures.
Yeah, but we don't know if he's not charming. We got to see him first where we say, like, he's, you know, Cameron just looks wise.
Okay. You know? She says so many disgusting things. At one point, she tells her friends, "I got the peach, he got the cream." I know you put yourself on mute, but I wanted to see your reaction to that.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't want to hear about
the peach. He got the cream.
I don't want to hear about that. Like, I don't want to hear about it. I want you to make better decisions for you and your children.
Yeah, I mean, I go back and I'm like, oh, you're dumb. You should have definitely been an anesthesiologist. You should have tried to go to school. I mean, that would have been great for you. And look at every choice you've made now, including this. And by the way, you will absolutely be like a 50-year-old stripper. So I don't even like worry about you being, I don't want to be 41. Like, first of all, you look 40. Second thing is when you're 50, you'll still be stripping. Mm-hmm. And not that it's bad. There's like in Atlanta, I forgot the name of that place that Amanda told me about. There's
a seasoned woman.
Yes. Yes. I went to it. Oh God, what is it called? It's absolutely fabulous.
Oh, great.
But her bad choices are not that she's a stripper. Her bad choices are every other choice that she's made. I'm only saying that she should have maybe gone to anesthesiology schools in that she said herself she didn't want to be stripping when she was 40. And that would have really given her something to fall back on, which she's now falling back on, like 2 DUIs, mm-hmm. You know? So this girl really, yeah. Here's the thing. It really is that thing where people are like, why is so many things bad happening to me? Like, drama follows me wherever I go. I just can't seem to get out of it. I'm like, you are manufacturing and like fertilizing it. You are making it happen. You are continuing it. Like, you are your own enemy. You cannot get out of your own way. No one is in your life is either wise enough, mature enough, or evolved enough to either tell you what's up, or you feel like you can trust them enough. You have done no inner work, nor have anyone around you to even like give you the chance of like saving yourself. I feel really bad, you know. And those kids, God bless. That one kid is cute. She has another kid. We just saw a picture of an older son. God bless him.
Ooh, yeah, 9 and 2. Ooh, choices have been made. All right, you guys. So that is the very fun beginning to Love During Lockup. If you would like to see the visuals of what you're listening to right now, you can join us on patreon.com/docusweeties. You get exclusive goodies like a live first every month, every first Monday of the month, and other cool content. So if you're interested in that, please join us on patreon.com/docusweeties for $10 a month. But if you can't do that, Chris will tell you what your free options are. Chris?
Well, you can go and follow us on social media. We are at DocuSweeties on Instagram, at DocuSweeties on TikTok, at DocuSweeties1 on X. We have a private Facebook group, the DocuSweeties Podcast Facebook group. At the end of the day, if you haven't given us 5 stars, we definitely need it, honey. And this was a 5-star episode. Look at this skinny arm. Anyway, listen, I'll bring the peach, you bring the cream.
Ooh, too soon, too soon. All right, you guys, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. I'll bring the cherry.